let's talk about our old friends who are regular guests on this show. To promote something that, you know, look, I've been a big supporter of Lighthouse since I found out how great they were and why back it down now. So, sir, as the big boss at Lighthouse, tell everybody what you do.
Hi, I'm Gary. I'm the chairman of the board of the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
And you guys aren't just clockmakers, are you?
No, that's the old Lighthouse. Now we're a socially motivated organization that really pushes for inclusion of people with disabilities in all walks of life and developing job opportunities for them so they can integrate into society and be as productive as a person without disabilities.
Now, one of the amazing things, Patty, when I first met these guys was that you have severely visually impaired and legally blind folks making clocks. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my question was, how do they know where the hands are supposed to go? And these clocks are the works of art that you guys have made. Well, the clocks at Target and various places?
Correct.
And I would imagine so much sensory is involved as well. I mean, we think of people who have one sense that's missing as though that then impedes their ability to learn, and it does not.
Not at all. That's just a fallacy. I don't know how else to put it. They're perfectly normal human beings. Given the opportunity, they could be as productive as you and me.
Or more so. Gary Rich. David Huber's here. Dave and I go way back, and Dave strolled in here one day, and he said, I'm on the board of Lighthouse. And I said, Dave, you can come in without making stuff up. And turns out, in fact, he is. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Nice to see you again. And your passion for this place comes from where?
Well, back in the 90s, I had a detached retina, ended up blind in my right eye. So when I had the opportunity given to me to become a part of the board of the Lighthouse, I immediately jumped at it, and it's been a 10-year great relationship for me.
And helping guide an organization like that to even bigger levels is a big deal. All right, so Gary, the Lighthouse sculptures are what?
Lighthouse sculptures, there were 51 lighthouses over 6 feet tall.
These are cool.
They're absolutely gorgeous. They're decorated by local, national, well-known artists. They're on display along the Magnificent Mile and a few other spots. And it's been unbelievably successful. We've had feedback from thousands of people through social media and email about how each of those lighthouses in some way touched them and moved them.
Justin, did you buy a couple for the house?
Yeah, they're awesome. I love them. Are you surprised that not just the local press, but the national press, there's been a lot made of the lighthouses on Michigan Avenue? Because you guys were in a couple months ago when it started. I said, oh, that'll be quaint and fun to see them on Michigan Avenue. But this has really become a national story, not just in the art world, but I've seen it in a couple of different publications.
Yeah, it's been incredible for us. You know, we had Jane Pauley do the CBS Monday morning profile, and that really launched it nationwide. Ashton Kutcher on his A-plus online site.
You get confused for him a lot, you and Ashton Kutcher.
Well, I know. It's tough.
Goes with the territory.
Same guy. But that's our pub that Justin's talking about blew this thing up. So it's not just a great source of revenue. It's a great source of exposure all over the country.
Yeah, they actually had a group in from South Korea.
Tremendous.
Did a profile. So.
ChicagoLighthouse.org. So what's the status of the auction? Are we done?
No, it'll be starting this Wednesday, August 8th at 7 a.m., and it'll run through Sunday, August 12th, ending at 8 p.m.
And what's the lighthouse going to cost me? I mean, how much do I have to have set aside?
I know, I want to know the range.
For you, we'll make a special deal. We'll talk about it offline, but for the rest of the public, I'm only kidding. The rest of the public, it starts at $2,500, $5,000, and $10,000. The pricing is really based upon feedback from the community, based upon the popularity of the established artist, as well as taking into consideration price points that are affordable for everybody.
Well, the thing is, these are original works of art. These are epic works of art that, you know, you'll have in your life, and nobody else is going to own this. These are one of a kind.
You remember the back in 99 they did the cows?
Yeah.
You still see those all over the place.
Absolutely.
You know, so this has the same impact, and you know, these are both done by local and national artists, and some very famous. Jeff Hansen, who we were the direct sponsor of.
Sure.
Jeff has raised $3.5 million for charities through his work, and Jeff was born visually impaired severely, right, and incredible artist. So there's some great talent there.
Where's the money go?
Money's going to go to the Lighthouse to support all their programs, which Gary can tell you a little bit about. But there's a number of different initiatives that they have, and they've been around for 100 years. So,
and you're right too, because about the cows. Whenever I see those in a company or in our lobby or an organization's property, it's a wonderful symbol of what their commitment is to art. And I'm excited to see where these pop up, showing a commitment to the community, as you guys were talking about inclusion and really spreading awareness.
Absolutely.
The Chicago Lighthouse. You go to chicagolighthouse.org. Just follow the links. You scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see the auctions. Click on there. It'll boot you to another site, which shows all the pictures of the various lighthouses. Tells you how to get involved with the auction. And I wish you nothing but success with it. And as always, I'm happy to big mouth it for you anytime you need.
Well, we really appreciate your support. And you can actually go to bidpal.net/lighthouses for a direct link to the bidding site.
Okay.
And right now the preview is up. You can look at the lighthouses, evaluate them.
You can look at them individually too and see which one you definitely have to.
Exactly.
They're out on Michigan Avenue until the 11th.
Right. And you can pre-register now. You're ready for the auction when it begins. And we use emails to let people know, or text, actually, if they give us their text information, to let them know once they bid if someone has outbid them so they can rebid. And if they win, they'll be notified. Same way.
One-of-a-kind work of art that's going to be very special in your life, but also help a lot of people. Nice job, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Yay. Thank you.
Great to see you guys.
All right, Dave, go home. You've had enough of your weekend in the city.
Thank you.